USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 decision Tuesday evening to leave the national moratorium on evictions imposed by the CDC intact through July 31st. The original deadline was set to expire Wednesday. A Tennessee billionaire and high-dollar Republican donor is funding the deployment of South Dakota National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Governor Kristi Noem announced that up to 50 South Dakota National Guard troops are being deployed to Texas to help secure the border. Governor Noem said, "The Biden administration has failed in its most basic duty of the federal government, keeping the American people safe." End quote. The New York City Board of Elections apologized late Tuesday after election officials removed the latest vote tally from the Democrat mayoral primary from its website following a data error. 135,000 test ballots were counted along with actual ballots, resulting in frontrunner Eric Adams' significant lead being cut. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fund, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Lawmakers want answers on COVID-19's origins. Dan Naraki explains.
More than 200 Republican lawmakers recently sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling on House Democrats to support an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Representative Nancy Mace was one of those who signed on to the letter. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the U.S. owes it to the world to get to the bottom of the COVID mystery.
4 million people around the world have died from the virus. 600,000 of those people right here in the United States. And there are three labs in the world that do this gain-of-function research, and it just so happened that one of those is in Wuhan, China, the exact same location where the Wuhan virus originated. And Nancy Pelosi just recently said any hearing in Congress investigating the origins of COVID-19 is simply a distraction. That statement, not only is it negligent, but it's grossly negligent. We owe it to the American people and every other country around the world that's suffering right now to get to the bottom of how this happened so we can prevent it in the future.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
After the January 6th commission was turned down by lawmakers on Capitol Hill, the Democrat Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is taking the law into her own hands, forming a partisan group with subpoena power, no end date, to become the new and improved January 6th commission. Conservative author Dinesh D'Souza on Fox News points out the false narrative.
I don't think that this can be seen as any kind of genuine investigation or impartial inquiry. I think what's happening is that the Democrats' narrative about January 6th, which they began to put out as the event was occurring, this idea that it was a seditious, an attempt to overthrow the government, it was a riot, it was akin to 9/11 or the Oklahoma City bombing. So you've got all these statements made by Mayorkas, made by Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, made by Biden himself, the worst violence since the Civil War. And as we begin to learn more about January 6th, one after another, these lies are beginning to collapse. Yes. There were no people in the Capitol who took weapons with them. The only shot fired was fired by a Capitol Hill police officer into the neck of a Trump supporter. These lies about Brian Sicknick. So they know this, and so their narrative is falling apart, and I think this task force is intended to kind of try to shore up a collapsing building.
The only shot fired on January 6th was done by Capitol Police when they murdered unarmed Ashley Babbitt, a 14-year military veteran. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.